商贸英语
Business English
由上海交通大学电子音像出版社录制出版。
1. Establishing business relations
建立业务关系。
2. Obtaining customers' information Listen to a conversation carefully and answer the following questions.
I heard that we were trying to contact Toys R Us Incorporated for business cooperation. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. Toys R Us Inc. is a big, famous company. It would do us a lot of good if we could successfully establish business relations with it.
Oh, that sounds amazing. How did you get its information?
Last month, I attended a trade fair in Shanghai.And I was attracted by different kinds of toys the company exhibited at the fair. So, I went over and talked with their salesman. And that was the first time I approached Toys R Us, Inc.
Great. Are there any other ways that we could find potential customers' information?
Of course. Besides trade fairs, we could see customers' information from an embassy, a business associate, a consulate, or a chamber of commerce.And we might also get customers' information from a trade press or journal.
Or from an advertisement in the newspaper.
Yes, that's also a good source.
Oh, I've got to get back to work. Nice talking with you.
Me too. Bye.
3. Trade fair.
Listen to a short passage and fill in the blanks with the missing words.
A trade fair, trade show or exposition...is an exhibition organized mainly for companies to showcase their latest products and services and exchange information about recent trade trends and opportunities. Some trade fairs are open to the public, while others can only be attended by company representatives and members of the press. Therefore, they are classified as either public or trade only. They are continuously held in almost all markets,and usually attract companies from around the globe. For example, in the U.S., there are currently over 2,500 trade shows held every year, and an increasing number of trade fairs are organized online called virtual trade shows. 6. Ways of finding customers. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
What's the hardest thing about starting a business? For many new business owners, the answer is finding customers. Having a great product or service isn't good enough. Customers won't find you or your website just because you have started selling a product or service. Indeed, most business owners have to go on regular and frequent fishing trips to find customers and keep new business coming in their doors.But how do you do that? Here are some suggestions to get you started.
Develop a plan. Consider who would make the ideal customer. If you sell to businesses, consider what department is most likely to buy your products or services. Make some calls if you don't know. What circles do they travel in? Who are they likely to listen to, or where do they look when they want to buy a product or service?Find a way to put your information in their path.
Realize there is no one path to success. Sales often happen because prospective customers hear about your products and services in several different ways and from several different sources. The more often they hear about you, the more likely they are to consider what you can offer when they are ready to buy.
Work your local newspapers.Daily and weekly newspapers are an extremely good source of contact information of potential customers. Watch for names of people who have opened new businesses or who in any way may be potential customers. Send those people personalized mails, letting them know the benefits of what you sell. Try to attend meetings they will be at as well.
Watch for events that may bring your potential market together.Contact the organizers of the event and offer them giveaways of your products or service as a prize during the event in exchange for having the group promote you in their promotions.
7. Alliance. Read the following passage and do the exercises. As an international financial services provider, we offer insurance, banking, asset management products, and services to about 75 million customers in about 70 countries.
Lines of business, insurance. We are one of the leading insurance groups in the world and rank number one in Germany. We are also among the largest insurance companies in a number of other countries in which we operate. Our product type includes property and casualty insurance, life and health insurance products for both private and corporate customers. We have business in almost every European country. Germany, Italy, and France are our most important markets. We also run business in the United States, Central and Eastern Europe, and the Asia-Pacific region.
Banking. The Alliance Group ran 926 billion euros of third-party assets as of December 31, 2009. In the banking business, we focus on our core market, Germany, under the brand name Allianz Bank. Outside Germany, we are represented by our Asset Banking unit in selected regions.
Asset management. We are one of the five largest asset managers in the world. Our business activities in this line consist of asset management products and services, both for third-party investors and for the Allianz Group's insurance operations. We serve a wide range of retail and institutional asset management clients. Our institutional customers include corporate and public pension funds, insurance and other financial services companies, governments and charities, and financial advisors. The United States, Germany, France, Italy, and the Asia-Pacific region represent our primary asset management markets. Vocabulary. New words.
Perspective.
Representative.
Outback.
Telegram.
Agent.
Native.
Opportunity.
Approach.
Potential.
Embassy.
Consulate.
Exposition.
Showcase.
Trend.
Classify.
Globe.
Virtual.
Appliance.
Discount.
Catalog.
Fascinating.
Available.
Specification.
Confirmation.
Retailer.
Showroom.
Garment.
Pattern.
Eye-catching.
Circle.
Source.
Extremely.
Personalized.
Giveaway.
Promote.
Promotion.
Financial.
Insurance.
Banking.
Asset.
Leading.
Operate.
Property.
Casualty.
Corporate.
Retail.
Institutional.
Pension.
Charity.
Receipt.
Inquiry.
Item.
Quotation.
Sample.
Recommend.
Proper nouns.
Australian.
Aborigine.
Toys R Us, Inc.
Chamber of Commerce.
Kelly Wong.
Marks and Spencer Group.